President of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops has appointed Oklahoma Governor Frank Keating as chairman of a national review board. Bishop Wilton Gregory and the U.S. Roman Catholic Bishops met in Dallas last month and created what will be an 11-member panel. Governor Keating says their job is to make sure that bishops are held accountable for sexual abuse in their diocese.
Our charge is not only to establish a national office to prevent this kind of abuse, but to establish a zero-tolerance policy looking backward and forward, a transparency policy where there are no hush money payments that don't receive public scrutiny, and, of course, criminal prosecution. But there's a second piece of that that will require that we examine these questions of who's coming in the seminary and who's coming out of a seminary, or who's not coming into a seminary. And that question is, how did this happen? What do we need to do to make sure it doesn't recur? That's part of the charge from Bishop Gregory and the bishops in Dallas.
You've been quoted as saying the National Board will shout into the darkness the needs for corrective action. Do you have any assurances that the board's recommendations will be followed?
Well, Bishop Gregory, this week, I anticipate, will announce the members of the board. To show you the independence of the board and the tremendous willingness of Bishop Gregory and the bishops to permit the lay community to play a significant role in this cleanup, first, he recommended a larger board than we are going to have. We decided we didn't want more than 11 members. Secondly, he even recommended members of the religious community on the board. We said, no, it should all be laymen. Third, he said, it's fine with me if you have non-Catholics. Our response was, no, the Catholic community in the United States is one out of four people. Therefore, we're large enough to clean up ourselves. I think there'd be a real question if the Catholic Church couldn't find its own members to clean up itself. So I think that the independence we've been given and the caliber of the board, Bob, that you'll see announced this week will be such that prelates, bishops, independents, cardinals, I think would not want to say no to prudent, good sense, common sense, but firm suggestions. I think that they will, for the sake of the church, implement our recommendations.
What will happen to bishops who don't comply with the sexual abuse policy?
Well, that is from a theology and a canon law standpoint, more problematical because only the Pope can remove a bishop.
Right, the Pope removes bishops, but you can prosecute them.
No, and I think that certainly can be and should be done. When you're dealing with criminal prosecution, you're dealing with statutes of limitation. So it's important that we have due process here, and it's important that we make sure we don't create a pogrom or a witch hunt. We want good men to remain in the church. We want excellent men and women to come into the church in the religious orders. But those that are rotten, and those guys need to be identified, prosecuted, removed from the priesthood, and that's what I think this board can do and do well.
Do you see this board as being permanent or something that won't be necessary after time?
I'm hoping it won't be necessary after time. I'm hoping that the prelates of the church in the United States will get much more involved in their fellow bishops' management of their diocese. It is certainly an embarrassment to the church to have this kind of conduct, but it is a crime, and I think morally it's a sin to cover it up or ignore it or avoid it. And unfortunately, there have been a lot of bishops that have covered it up, ignored it, and avoided it. And that's something we simply can't have.
Republican Frank Keating is the governor of Oklahoma.